Welcome back to the Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us. You are going to enjoy these 2 hours as I am going to enjoy these 2 hours. Our guest today is Stan Deo. He has held above top secret security clearance, worked undercover for the FBI. He was part of an exclusive black project headed by Dr. Edward Teller, specializing in the development of flying saucer technology. He's been a computer programmer of mainframes in 7 languages, PC and Mac, senior systems analyst, research physicist, marine architect, self-educated, advanced propulsion engineer for marine, air, and spacecraft, author of 2 books, 6 scientific papers. He's a partner in Deo Enterprises, amateur archaeologist in the Middle East. I think there's just about nothing he hasn't done here. We're going to be talking to him. He and his wife are the author of Dare to Prepare. Holly Deo is the author of Dare to Prepare. He is the author of Cosmic Conspiracy, an amazing book. And we're going to be talking to him for 2 hours today. Thank you so very much, Stan Deo, for joining us at the Power Hour today.
Thank you, Joyce, if you had your second cup of coffee yet.
I'm all set and ready for you, sir. How about you?
Well, we're going to need it this morning here. I'll tell you what, we've got a lot of interesting things to talk about, don't we?
Yeah, we do. And I told everybody, I promised him in the first hour, we were going to have Stan Deo unplugged today.
Unplugged?
So,
oh, wow.
So we are going to talk about whatever you and I and the listeners want to talk about today because, well, there's nothing really going on to discuss, is there?
Oh, no, not at all, not at all.
Okay, if I were...
What, where do you begin? I mean, pick up the paper, listen to the radio, watch the Internet. I mean, things are just coming apart. Holly and I were watching last night in our spare time. We do take time off and watch a TV show. We were watching this Navy show. What was that called, Holly? The
Navy NCIS.
Navy NCIS LA. And they were, as part of the script, they were bringing in, I mean, this is like a current release program, not a repeat or anything, and they were bringing in about 2012 and the pole shift and all this kind of stuff. And I'm thinking,
really?
Oh, I just, and Anunnaki, and I nearly fell off my chair. I said, how do you listen to this? Goodness gracious, you know, they're doing our show before we do.
Oh, wow.
And of course, it was done tongue-in-cheek a bit with the cast, but the idea was there that this is such a popular topic or topics that they included it into their show line here, into their script, which was really quite astounding to hear that.
Oh, I know. It makes you, I don't know, I feel when I start seeing all this stuff where they're trying to leak out this information, like X-Files, for instance, you know, I talked to a lady who wrote for X-Files. She was an author and a very good one at that. I asked her one day, I said, she's a talk show host and used to be a talk show host in New York City. And I talked to her and I said, why and how do you get this information for X-Files? Where do you get it from? Her response, from the government. She said, they feed us all this stuff to work with and then we write it up.
Really?
Does that surprise you?
Well, I guess it shouldn't, but yeah, it does. Wow.
Yeah, she admitted to it. I mean, she's a well-known lady. I don't want to give her name because I don't have her permission to do it.
Simple.
But you know what? She said, what do you think? She said, of course the government gives it to us. They give us the raw data, the raw information, and then we make it into X-Files.
Well, now, that could either be, you know, the government saying, here, feed the masses this to steer them this way, make them more, you know, so we can pass more legislation. Or it could be, as I've often stated, if I were in charge of the government of the world, in fact, and I knew these kind of super disasters were headed our way, I would know that if I just came out officially and said, oh, by the way, in about 3 days, the world's going to end, there would be complete anarchy across the planet, you know, chaos.
Mm-hmm.
But if I wanted to try to preserve civilization and order through that and come out the other side with survivors and an attack, some kind of an attacked government, I would say, okay, leak it to the writers, to unofficial sources so that they can get it out into the mainstream and those people in the population around the world that could see these things and the logic of them would start preparing, you know? I mean, that way you have people preparing to endure several of these things themselves and you have a percentage of the population that will hopefully survive what is coming without anarchy.
That's right. Well,
and
you know what?
I mean, I would have done that. So, I'm giving the governments of the world, in the United States particularly, where we live, the benefit of the doubt, saying, you know, it's clever the way you're doing it, because any other way, and there would be panic.
Well, do you feel like me, that when you start seeing these things on television, you start wanting to reason it out, and I want to start figuring it out for my listeners? You have to flaming hold your head together with duct tape to keep it from exploding of all the reasons that could be, you know, of all the things that could be going on. I'm serious. I mean, it's like we reason it so much to try and figure out what they're doing. We have no idea. All we know is it's been going on for years. It's part of the agenda. Now, you, my friend, were part of this agenda for a period of time, weren't you?
Yes.
Well, let's talk about that. Let's go back to where you were part of the agenda. Why did you do this to us?
Well, I was recruited back in 1971. I was a young man in Dallas at the time, in Texas, obviously. And I had been working privately in my own laboratory at home after I got through with work. I was a computer systems analyst and programmer. I'd come home and I'd work in a laboratory I built there, experimenting with electricity, magnetism, gravity, propulsion systems for flying saucers. And like everyone else at that time, I had read books. You know, von Däniken had one out, and several other people had books out about these flying saucers. And so I thought, how could I make a saucer work like that? So I started saying, let us assume that you have a better craft when you have a saucer craft. How would it work? So I did design a way to move air up through the center of the saucer and out over the edge, the top of it, and back around into the bottom and up through the center again, and make kind of a high-speed, breaststroking, spinning vortex aircraft. And it was an aircraft. It wasn't anti-gravity to start with. And I don't know whether I talked to someone at work or whether they looked at some of my papers I left at work occasionally on the back of a blackboard you could spin around in my office, because I had a private office. Somehow or another, the government guys found out what I was doing at home. And I do have to admit, there was a break into my house during that time. They knocked the back door in and went straight through the lab and stole TV and some guns and things, stuff like that. But it might have been at that time that they figured out what I was up to. I was approached by a fellow in the company I worked for at the time. I was a consultant. And this fellow was one of these mysterious kinds that was European, you know, that smoked his cigarette, stuck in between his second and third finger, you know, and put it up mm-hmm. to the face. He covered part of your face with your hand and spoke with the accent like that, you know. Mm-hmm. I think it was Polish, but it was very heavy. And anyway, he came to me and said, look, we know what you're doing, you know. This afternoon I want you to come speak to a friend of mine who would be very interested in your work. And this was on a certain day in the office, and I let it be and forgot about it for about a month. And he came back again, and he says, you know, you have not seen my friend yet. I make appointment for you this afternoon at 3 o'clock. You go see Dr. Maxfield at this address at 3 p.m. Okay, so...
You do that well, by the way. You do that
Pardon?
Well. That you do that well, by the way.
Well, it's second nature to me, Joyce, you know.
You could be a stand-in for Henry Kissinger.
Yes, but yes, yes. The man of the hour, really. He's been through so many government administrations. Anyway, so I went over to Dr. Maxfield's research clinic there. It was a radiation research clinic, and he was the only one there besides his secretary, and he introduced me to photos on the wall of the of him and Teller going under the pole in a submarine to a base we had there, and began to tell me what they had been doing. And he says, now then tell me what you're doing. And so here I am sitting in the presence of a PhD that worked with Teller, the father of the hydrogen bomb, and I'm thinking, I didn't even finish my degree, and I'm talking to these super brains. I mean, what could I possibly say to them that sounded intelligent? And so I kind of said, well, sir, I've been kind of working on a theory, you know, where gravitation and magnetism. He said, look, don't fence with me. We know you're working on anti-gravity. Let's call it that, and let's get on with it. And so, you know, I kind of dropped my teeth there at the table, at the desk, and I said, oh, all right. Well, Actually, I haven't gotten that far yet. I've been working with an aircraft person using charged air and stuff to spin around the craft. And he said, how would you like to work with us? And I said, well, what is us? What do you do? And then he went into great detail about how many different types of craft they'd already tested since the early 50s. And this was in 71, you see. So they were like nearly 15, 20 years ahead of me.
Wow.
And I thought, wow, how would I like to work with you guys? Where do I sign, you know? He said, you'll have to go to Australia. We'll send you down there, and we'll make papers for you to get you through immigration and customs, and you'll have a control agent down there, and that's where you'll take up the project. And to cut a long story short, I ended up in Australia, in Victoria, in Melbourne, and my control agent was Captain Sir John Williams. And he was a Scottish fellow, a big, tall, kind of stately-type elderly man, very impressive fellow, actually. One of these kind that stands with a board right up his backside, you know, straight like a naval captain would.
Mm-hmm.
And, again, skipping details about how I was taken to the Melbourne Club and indoctrinated there into the powers that be for Australia. It was, they were part of the Illuminous organization, the RIIA, the Royal International Institute for Affairs, and the round table of the British Empire was there at the Melbourne Club, and Melbourne, obviously. So I got introduced to a lot of things that were political in nature, and I was shown how they control prime ministers and that kind of thing.
Really? So I mean, don't just gloss over that. That's like why we're talking about this. That's the important part. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. We've got a 4-minute break. We'll be back with the Stan Deo after this break. We're going to find out why the fish are dying. Does he know? Find out why everything is so weird today with the weather and all. We'll talk to Stan Deo after this break.
They all laughed when I told them my body cleansing tonic was tea. But after 10 days, my body feels way more energized, and I've lost nearly 15 pounds. They're not laughing now.
That's what John from Oklahoma said about Life Change Tea.
In the 6 months of being on the tea, all my digestive problems have cleared up. My energy levels have gone way up, and my constipation problems are no more.
And that's what Michelle from California said about Life Change Tea from GetTheTea.com, the amazing all-natural tea that cleanses your body from toxins, chemicals, bacteria, viruses, and molds, while helping to lower high blood pressure, high cholesterol, lower blood sugar levels, and help you lose weight. Life Change Tea has no caffeine and is all natural, all organic. Go to GetTheTea.com today or call 928-308-0408. That's GetTheTea.com or call 928-308-0408.
Life Change Tea really changes things.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
You are at the Power Hour. It is 24 minutes after the hour. I am Joyce Riley, and our guest today is Stan Deo. Stan is a university lecturer in 3D computer animation and graphic art. He's a biblical student, a public lecturer on world events, including the coming global economic collapse, developing solar-related crises in the Earth's climate, and the UFO deception and its real intent. We hope to get to all of these and find out everything Stan Deo knows in the next 2 hours. Oh, no way. No way. Can do. He joins us today, and we're so pleased. And he was part of, I don't know, would we say the bad guys at one time, Stan? Are they the bad guys?
Well, I think, there are certain things that certainly aren't healthy for us that they were doing. But I call them the powers that be or the Illuminati. It's common term for them, but I didn't know at the time when I first joined them that that's who I was joining. I mean, if you're a young research person, you know, inventor, and your work is praised and you're asked to join a group that makes flying saucers, I mean, you know, you got to be quiet about it, but the first thing you think is, wow, where do I sign? You know,
yeah.
It's not like a bad thing. You think, okay, it's classified, but it's for, you know, defense or some reason. And so in the early stages, it's easy to say, yeah, let me in. Way early in the game, I started hearing things that kind of disturbed me about the philosophy of the group in charge of the organization I was in down there in Australia. And one of the things, they hadn't done their research too well because they were talking in front of me about how they didn't want Jews to be on the stock exchange down there in Australia, and good thing they kept them out. And my father was Jewish, of course, you see.
Mm.
So I didn't say anything, but I figured these guys don't have my best interest at heart. In the long term, we're gonna do heads up, you know. And so then I found out that there were certain technologies with like energy, and they had a way to get energy like John Galt did in Atlas Shrugged by Ayn Rand. They had a box with a little antenna, and they could draw electricity out of the atmosphere, much like what T. Henry Murray did for real.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and I wanted them to release certain technologies like that to, like, India and Bangladesh, a place where they needed to pump water up just to drink, and they needed power. And I thought, well, why aren't we releasing this? And they said, well, boy, you don't understand. We need a lot of these people to die by natural attrition. We need to lose several hundred million of these people who just keep breeding and, depending on the Western world to feed them. And I, being a young idealist, said, no, that's not right. And in my own mind, anyway, and I really wasn't happy with that. I wanted this technology to get out and be shared. Now, in retrospect, as an older person, I see that there was certain wisdom to some of the things they were suggesting, and that we want to teach people how to provide for themselves. But in certain cases, they couldn't. There just weren't the resources there. And they were talking about withholding grain loans, for instance, to India to cause 100 million people to die and make it look like an accident. Mm-hmm. Now, when we see the world divided into Christian and Muslim factions primarily at war with each other, I understand what they were talking about, because you can't reason with some of these groups. they're dedicated to killing us, and you don't want to feed them. So I understand that, but at the time I didn't. So I interpreted a lot of what they were doing as evil and terrible, and we parted ways suddenly. So
you said you'd never leave these people, though, without some strife.
No. Well, as you might imagine, when I was going to leave, they suggested that I spend the rest of my days at the bottom of a deep mine shaft in the gold fields of Ballarat, Victoria. And they did it in a nice manner over lunch and a couple bottles of wine and said, look, we're going to set you up a private research facility and let you work on our energy program. But as you know, we have to have a long antenna, and so it's obvious above ground, but if we put it below ground, put you at a lab at the bottom, you know, just don't tell anybody where we're doing this. It'll be your own private project. You'll be in charge of that. Well, imagine yourself down several thousand feet underground, and the only way up is the way they let you out. I mean, it'd be very easy to disappear. And, of course, after we'd been having the arguments, I realized that this wasn't exactly what I wanted to do. So I devised a plan and very quickly and met some people that no one knew I knew. They were like hippies. You know, they had a painted van and long hair and smoked grass and, you know, were, you know, flower children. And I made a plan and escaped with them one night at midnight.
Ooh, wow. Okay, we got to come back from this break, and we're going to find out. Well, I want to ask the question, are there aliens? Are there real aliens from outer space, or are they created aliens? We'll be back after this three-minute break with Stan Deo. Stay tuned.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-877-814-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-877-814-MY-TV right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HDTV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-877-814-MY-TV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-877-814-MY-TV. 1-877-814-MY-TV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-877-814-MY-TV. 1-877-814-MY-TV.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All-natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for caring about your world and wanting to look outside of the prevailing traditional propaganda that we receive day after day. This is the other side of the story. I thank you for supporting the Power Mall. We need your support. Buy from the good guys. Every time you spend a dollar, ask yourself, are they the good guys or are they the bad guys? And we hope that you will purchase from the Power Mall. And thank you, thank you, thank you, all of you who keep us on the air by doing this. We don't have any commercials. Those you hear in my voice, those are just my commercials for our products. We don't have any commercial sponsors because I want to be able to tell you exactly what I think and what we believe the truth to be without anyone telling us what to say. So that's what you support when you purchase from thepowermall.com. And I thank each and every one of you. We've got some specials going on. The Purium Health Fast, which is going to be a physical, spiritual fast, depending on how you want to do it. And it can also be a fast for the coming events and in prayer and meditation for that. The Vitamir Special, Wisdom Naturals Tea, Beyond Health, which the prices are absolutely skyrocketing. If you haven't seen Beyond Health, it is almost, oh my gosh, it's horrible. The price increase is unbelievable. Charcoal Bio Green Clean, buy the items that you need because guess what? It's all going up. And today we have joining us Stan Deo, who is the author of The Cosmic Conspiracy. It is available at the Power Mall, and it is a book that you will not want to loan out. I guarantee you, you will not want to loan this book out. Josh, my buddy on Friday, he has it, and I'll tell you what, nobody would get this out of his hands. This is a book, well, we'll tell you what's in it in a little bit because it's unlike anything you've ever seen before. But joining us, though, is Stan Deo, who was involved, I say, with the bad guys. He says with the Illuminati at one time. And Stan, I have to ask you, I got an email from someone saying, so how do you know he's not still involved with the bad guys? Your response to that, Stan?
Well, I guess there's no way to prove it, but since we don't get funding from anybody, we're like yourself, it's just from our book sales that we even exist. And these are kind of easy to find, public record. We aren't supported if we're part of it in any way that I know of. And I'm surprised they've actually let me come back to the States and live. For 30 years, they had my passport. They confiscated that, and they took away my U.S. citizenship. I still have the letter showing that the State Department disenfranchised me. So I couldn't come home and live as a U.S. citizen unless I got a green card. And then suddenly, in 2000, toward the end of it, a particular member of one of the president's cabinet, who was well known, moved paperwork, and suddenly I'd never lost my citizenship, and they gave me a new passport, and for all my children born in Australia, American citizenship. So that was come home, and I came home in 2001. Holly and I flew back home, and I kind of thought, well, I hope the plane doesn't explode on the way back. And then we got here, and then I thought, well, I hope we don't have a car wreck getting to where we're going to live. And then we got where we lived, and it's now been, 10 years since we came back, and no one has bothered us, to my knowledge, anyway. So I can only say I'm not part of the Illuminati today, and I speak my mind. I have no governor on me of any sort that I know of. So,
okay, let me, and I appreciate your saying that and responding to that. I get that question all the time, too. How do we know you're not a government agent? Well, it's a question that you can't, show everybody evidence of anything. I just simply say, well, listen to what I say. Think about it. Why would I be saying what I'm saying? Anyway,
check your sources and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, right. Check my sources, yeah. Anyway, let's talk about what you think. If I were to ask you right now, Stan Deo, we've been hearing about dead birds, dead fish, weapons of mass. What is that? Mass effect.
Mass effect.
Yeah.
Mass effect is a new buzzword.
Yeah, in San Diego. We're hearing about all these things. Yellowstone, Mount Helens, with everything. The Earth is wobbling, Planet X. Let me ask you, what is, in your estimation right now, the biggest threat to mankind?
Boy, I would say, going to the fundamental thing, the food chain. and the water supply. And what affects that is certainly serious to the entire planet. And we are not islands, even though we have water between the continents. We're not isolated from the rest of the world. The United States, for instance, imports a lot of food and product, a great majority of it now from overseas. If India, for instance, can't grow certain things or make certain products that we import, then we will lose that that avenue of supply. If they hurt and want grain loans and we share with them from what we've got, or we don't because we're short, then a lot of people will die. Now, so it's what affects the global weather and water supply. Well, we're polluting a lot of the water supply, and that's something that, that can be, you know, legislated and controlled to a degree. But people turn on their taps and, you know, let it flow while they're talking and, you know, this kind of stuff and waste a lot of that resource. The dead birds, the dead fish. I've been looking at this. I've been looking at Mount St. Helens, as you said, and at Yellowstone, and at the quake patterns, especially down around Chile. I mean, Chile, goodness gracious. In the last year, that area down there on that plate around Chile, between San Diego and down south a bit, they've had like 340 Richter 5, Richter 6 earthquakes, and that great big one of 8.8 last February. Now, that has just been rocking and rolling down there. If you look on the Google Earth and do the earthquake plots, you will see an absolute plethora of earthquakes around the coast of Chile. It's on a major tectonic plate border on the western side. Now, that's not killing the birds and the fish. I don't think that's doing it. But there's something changing the magnetic field of the Earth, evidenced by the airport down in Florida that said, we're going to have to close this runway, repaint the strip, because the magnetic field has permanently changed here in our area. And so to land magnetic compass bearings, you're going to have to take the runway at this direction now. So that tells you, okay, it's not a temporary flux change. It is, you know, like from a solar proton storm or CME, you know, that hits the Earth, because that does screw up the compasses for a few hours, sometimes a few days. But this is something permanent. So I thought, right, okay. Now, we had birds fall out of the sky in Arkansas and Louisiana and, you know, all along the East Coast. We had fish killed. And then down in Australia and New Zealand on the East Coast, we had fish and bird killed. But yet in the American ones, we had warnings of some that happened on the West Coast, not many happened there, and some along New Madrid, from the Defense Department saying, okay, look, for the next couple of hours, we're going to be doing some testing, and the magnetic field will be a bit screwed up, and nothing to worry about. We just want to warn you in advance. And then birds fall out of the sky, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, that tells you something is going on, whether it's designed to be a defense weapon or your defensive-type device or a weapon, or whether it was accidental when that happened to cause the birds and the fish to die, I don't know. And whether they were trying to compensate for something else happening, warning people as though it were a military test, and if something that was a natural process of the planet, natural process of it, which was causing effects, if they wanted to make it look like it was man-made rather than something we couldn't control. So there are a number of scenarios you can paint for that, but it's still tells you that there was a lot of activity along the New Madrid fault line for animal or, you know, life interruption and, you know, for birds and fish along the east coast of the United States, more so on the eastern side of every water body that we had reports of, you know, where we had the fish and birds dying. And lots of them, not just a few, hundreds and then thousands of fish, which, you know, you don't know about until they float up to the surface, if they do. So I think what we're seeing here, and I'm running tests now that across the planet, we have 16 countries involved in this and about 100 testers. One-third of the United States, we have testers, and one-third of them all running tests with wires, batteries, lasers, and stuff that we've told them how to operate to test something that I'm writing a paper on, but I don't have time to finish the paper before this may hit the planet. And I think we're seeing a gravitational shift in the planet. We have certainly found something with the tests that I've done and my family and friends down in Australia. We're testing in both hemispheres to see if we had differences, and we did. And these test results have totally reversed, inverted, since 2008. We did them in 2007,
wow.
2008, and we did it now. And I'm not standing on my head, but the gravitational vectors have inverted on the surface of the Earth. And to explain this, I'm writing this paper because if I wave my hands on it, it doesn't help your listeners trying to draw pictures in the air with my hand what's happening. Well, in fact, on my website, standao.com, there's a little thing by your show today where we're doing, it says images. And if they click on that, they can look at the images of what I'm talking about as far as gravitational fields and how it's affecting our weather and our whole planet.
You know, let me just add, standao.com is an unbelievable website. And Josh, the first one he checks every Friday when he is here is standao.com. Goes right to that. And look at this website. And Holly has put up some incredible information there. We'll put some of it in the email blast for those of you who are going to be listening to the replay. But I just want you all to know this website has such information that is beyond, I mean, it's beyond critical that you read it. Let me go back to you said there's a polar shift.
Yeah.
Now, of all the things that are happening, and then let me just go back to the dead birds. You think there is a reason that the dead birds fell out of the sky? They didn't just happen to get scared and run into each other and die because of fireworks, right?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, you don't think so? I mean, I think that is like the most ludicrous story we could ever hear.
Well,
I mean,
it was only in one area, too. It wasn't for all the global occurrences in Italy and in New Zealand and Australia.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, give me a break.
And, of course, you know, this is the first time we've ever had fireworks on the 4th of July, too. So, I mean, this is just bizarre. Okay, but you think it's a polar shift. Now, the study that you're doing, or the experiment that you're doing that you're going to be writing about, you sent me a copy of that drawing that you wanted people to do. And I have to tell you, my own personal impression of that was, what are you thinking, Stan? I mean, who can do that? I mean, you had these wires lined up with batteries and stuff. I mean, to me, it was like, I don't know what he's even talking about. But you had, but you had 16 countries respond to this, didn't you?
Yeah. Oh, look, I'm turning people away. I just can't handle any more experimenters at the moment.
Okay, explain what you're trying to show or what this is all about.
Well, quite simply, anyone who's done electric welding knows that when they strike the rod onto the stock and the electric current flows into what they're welding, at the moment they strike it, there's a loud pop behind them. The cable that connects their handpiece over to the transformer does a thump on the floor, especially if you've got it in a loop, you know, like a leg on the floor, and forms a little loop instead of straight. And we've watched this before years ago in the factory where we were testing some boats and things, and I thought, well, why is it doing that? So I ran some experiments with some copper wire, just hung it in the room. It was some tape from the ceiling and a car battery so that I could run a big surge of current through it quickly. And I found, to my surprise, that if I hit current into that wire going plus to minus, that the wire would go, say, to the right. And if I reverse the current, it would swing to the left. And I thought, oh, well, that's just acting on the Earth's magnetic field. But to prove that, I'll hang a loop in every four directions of the compass and through the same wire and see what happens then. And they all bent into the center of the four or moved to the outside, depending on the polarity. And I thought, well, why is it doing that? That it shouldn't do it equal strength in all directions if it's acting with the magnetic field. Then I stuck one straight up to the ceiling and from the floor, just one piece of wire straight up and back to the battery at the top and at the bottom. And I tapped the battery to see what would happen there. And I put a little piece of lightweight mirror from the back of a CD that I broke and a laser pointing at it so I could see subtle twists in the wire because I determined that the wire was twisting. Well, when I did that, I found even more astounding results about which direction the wire twisted. It didn't reverse directions. And then we tested down the southern hemisphere, and they were getting exact opposite direction twists. What is causing this? So then I started developing this new theory of gravity. And I have two kinds of gravity. One which I call the containment gravity, which is like a vortex of spinning water, if you wish. It's what organizes the sediments in a glass so they pile up in the bottom in a nice little kind of a cone shape inverted. And that's containing. Now, you know, say you put sand and iron filings in a glass of water and stirred it, and let it slow down, that vortex would leave a nice little pile of inverted particles. And the lighter particles, the sand, would be on the outside and the iron filings in the middle of that. Well, that's a containment field, the spinning water. But the actual iron particles in the sand have their own atoms way down, you know, inside that have their own spin containments. And so there's a gravity, which is the sum of all those particles. Now, what I'm getting to is this. In fact, if you click on the images on our website, standale.com, now, and under Joyce, the Power Hour, it'll say images. They show images. Click there, and you'll see I put up images from the paper I'm working on, which show, if you click on middle and large, which show this containment field. And the first image there shows like splash rings around the center. And I do this, and I animate it in the actual paper I'm writing, so you can push on it and it'll move, how these containment waves hold atoms together on the Earth, but the atoms all line up. So that when they're spinning, their central spin, like a gyroscope, their axis points straight down to the surface of the Earth at the core. And everything lines up. So if all the atoms are lined up in this containment gravitational field, if that field starts to change, which is what I think these wire tests are showing, then that means gravity is changing. And we're seeing already results of things changing within a day in certain places on the planet, which is really quite astounding.
Yes.
Now, I put pictures up, some of the things I got from NASA, of like the pole of Mars, the Vostok Lake, the South Pole that the Russians found. They dug down 2.4 miles and they found a huge lake. But if you look at it, that's close to where the real spin South Pole is. And I think they have found something that my theory predicts, and that is you can have periodic holes opening at the poles of planets and stars and galaxies. And galaxies, we've seen evidence of it when they shoot out gamma ray bursts, you know, so the black hole in the middle goes through a phase state change, like it's happening in the Milky Way now, and it shoots things out the poles as they open up. Then they close periodically and nothing comes out. And here are pictures showing, like, the top of Mars, the North Pole of Mars, has that spiral vortex and the frozen ice and dirt.
Well, we've got to go to this break, but after this break, I'm going to ask you to translate all of that for those of us who are not amateur astronomers or physicists and tell us what all this means after the break.
Right.
This is Joyce Riley. Make it Joyce Riley appropriate. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with more of Standaleum. We'll take your phone calls after the top of the hour. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you already know how Miracle 2 products can be used in the garden to control pests, help your flowers and vegetables absorb nutrients, and promote growth. Most of you already know how it cleans around the house without harsh chemicals or toxins, cutting through grease and leaving your hands soft and healthy. Most of you already know how the moisturizing soap and neutralizer leaves your hair and skin feeling fresh and clean. And for those of you who've never tried Miracle 2, you owe it to yourself to find out why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap is a miracle. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and try Miracle 2 products today. The 76 Startup Package includes all five of the Miracle 2 products, an $80 value, only $76, and that includes the shipping. Call 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, and order your Miracle 2 products today. Then you'll know why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
The five main steps to great health are detoxification, an alkaline pH, elimination of infections, optimal hormone levels, and renutrification. When all these factors are brought into play, then your body is supported to create radiant health. Of all the nutrients needed by the body, protein plays a dominant role. The type, quality, and digestibility of that protein plays a key role in how good you feel on a day-to-day basis. Of all the proteins that nature offers, one is the most digestible and offers the most benefits for the most people. It is unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is the first ever unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. It is easily digested and comes in three delicious flavors. Whether you want better energy, better blood sugar, more endurance, or clearer thinking, One World Whey is a must for you to try. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for wanting to know more, because this is the place to be, I'll tell you. And Standeo is the guest to listen to. Not only is he an amateur archaeologist in the Middle East, but he's just been involved in so many things. He has been involved in the suppression of badly needed technologies, or investigating that. The coming destruction of America by civil war, followed by foreign invasion, and high voltage physics of cheaper energy. And he joins us here today. He's also a graduate of the Air Force, or attended the Air Force Academy. He got a congressional appointment to it. And he joins us here today, and we're going to talk about some of the issues that are critical to what's going on in the world. I forgot where I was at the break. I don't know. Do you remember where we were talking at the break?
For me to explain in English about these.
Oh, yeah. On the Joyce level, yes, on the Joyce level.
All right. And now, first of all, you asked me what I thought was the most critical thing threat facing us, and I think the polar shift of the gravitational field and the magnetic field are both starting, and I think these are going to continue to affect weather and earthquakes, because the theory I was trying to explain to you is how gravity is really formed by spinning waves, like when you stir a glass of water as a vortex. Well, those are spinning waves, and if you've ever poured dirt into a glass of water and stirred it and let it settle, it settles the heavy stuff down to bottom, right in the middle. And if you can imagine two glasses of water stirred like that, but one is upside down and the other's on top of it, and assume that the one that's upside down won't fall out and stuff. But magically, you will see at the bottom of both those glasses touching, you'll see all this stuff forming or settling there to form a core. And I think that's what's happening to most planets. Now, the reason I'm going into this detail, as I show on those pictures on the website, there's a picture which shows the inside of the Earth cut away the way I think it works now, and how polar openings can appear and disappear as over time, like cyclic things. They're not always there. When they do open, the poles would get warmer from the heat inside the planet at the central core, and that would melt ice, which is happening now at the Arctic Pole. And I don't know what's happening at the South Pole, but certainly there's something unusual happening at the Vostok well that they dug down to that Vostok Lake, at what is close to the geomagnetic South Pole, very close, in fact. Now, a planet, under the theory that I'm putting forward, or the hypothesis, the planets expand as they age. And Neil Adams, the cartoonist, has even got on his website animations showing how the Earth has expanded, how the continents all fit together when the Earth was smaller. He's done it for moons of some of the large gas giant planets like Saturn and Jupiter. He's done it for our moon. He has shown with actual photographs shrinking things back down, how everything fit together before the planets and moons aged. And we do know this, there's a lot of stars. As they age, they get bigger, and then they throw off a shell of gas and everything and go become a different kind of star. What I'm trying to say is the Earth is expanding as part of this aging. And as this expansion runs through cycles, it causes tremendous cracks on the surface of the Earth as it pulls it apart. I don't think it's slow, gradual inches per year type things over billions of years. I think we run through periodic catastrophic expansions of the planet.
So you're talking about the natural expansion of the planet as opposed to what we think might be weather control or weather manipulation. Do you think that they both are going on, or one or the other?
Oh, yeah. I know that since the early 70s that the United States and Russia were already signing treaties to limit weather warfare. I mean, that's common knowledge, but...
And you don't write a treaty to limit something you don't have.
That's
so
right. That's
obviously
right.
They had it. All right, we've got a 1 minute, 10 second break. We'll be back. That's all we're going to be gone with Stan Deo. Stay tuned to the Power Hour, and we'll take your phone calls. 800-259-9231. Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. We're talking to Stan Deo today. We're going to take your phone calls in a few minutes. We're talking about the Earth changing. Is it by man's design? Are there things happening by man's design? He says yes. He says that yes, it is weather modification and control, but it's also a natural expansion of the planet. What does this ultimately mean? Does it mean that we're going to start having such bizarre stuff, that we're going to have no food, chaos, pain, anguish, Armageddon, and the world's going to end? Or does this mean it's just a natural part of life and we'll adjust to it?
Well, as you know, I'm a Christian believer, and I do read the book of Revelation and other books in the Bible and prophecy, and I've done quite an extensive study of the book of Daniel, which is prophetic and somewhat coded until these last few years where people started to decode it. And what I see in there is a forecast of something that is happening as we speak. The famine, is coming because of all these weather changes, catastrophic natural things and man-made. They all work toward the same thing, the destruction of our food chain. Now, I don't think the world's going to end, but I do think the way we live is going to change drastically, and I think a huge percentage of the population of Earth will die due to famine, war, and disease. I mean, these are certainly predicted in the prophecies of the Bible, but you know as well as I do that we're just like one step away from a global pandemic. There are just any number of microbes and viruses that could be loosed on us for one reason or another by accident or on purpose in biowarfare or whatever. They could just sweep through the entire planet, you know, rapidly because of our flying and boating and whatever, where people just exchange bodies and diseases all the time across borders, and it would just wipe the planet. And, of course, our resistance is lower. But anyway, I see this all being tied back to the stability of the environment. And the sun is part of the change. The sun is not acting correct at the moment or correctly. It the number of sunspots has dropped way down, and technically the sun should be putting us into a cooler period, like in the late 1600s. It froze the Thames River in London for several years. I mean, really froze it thick. You could hold bazaars and malls on the river itself because it didn't thaw even during the summer. Now, we're seeing that on one hand, the cooling, and then on the other hand, we're seeing periodic bursts of energy, super big coronal mass ejections from the sun, you know, stuff being blown out of it, and some of it Earth-directed. The biblical prophecies and the Hopi prophecies, which parallel it, say that here in the near future, we are going to see a period of weeks where the sun is so hot that you can't stay outside. You'll have to go underground into basements and caves and hide to endure the heat that's going to hit the planet. It's going to burn, a third of the trees and the grass from the heat of the sun. That's very specific, and we can see there are problems with the sun now. And it's going through changes as we are. So all of these things added together indicate we're going into a terrible, terrible time of trial, you know, from the environmental changes. That's why Holly and so many other people have been writing books and speaking about prepare yourself. Get food, get energy, get medicine, and store it, because you're going to be cut off from your normal supplies of these things. You know, get freeze-dried food, so it's frozen dry and it'll keep for 10, 15 years or something like that.
And her book, Dare to Prepare, is one of the absolute best. I mean, I don't think there's anything any better than Dare to Prepare on telling you how to do this. And you can get that by going to Sandeo. Oh, no, we've got it at the Power Hour. That's right.
You've got it at our place, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, everywhere.
Yeah, but it is an amazing book. Holly Deo's book, Dare to Prepare. We'll be back after this three-minute break with more of Sandeo and your phone calls. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. This is Joyce Riley, 4 minutes after the hour. Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops is the original formula that was copied by others but never duplicated. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by a master herbalist, Jim Strauss, after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery, and Jim said no. He developed Strauss Heart Drops, the formula that has been copied by others but never been surpassed. Get the original Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss Heart Drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-sitosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for caring about your world. The book, Dare to Prepare, available at the Power Hour, is 600 pages, 8.5 by 11, 600 pages of everything from sheltering in place to biowarfare, decontamination, to eating outdoors, composting. This book is huge. It is full of such good information. She even has a section on how to use duct tape, what to do for fleas, liquid waste collection. I mean, this book is the book to get. If you want to know how to prepare, if you're serious and you kind of like want to live and survive, This is the book to get by Holly Drennan Deo, available at the Power Hour. Call us at 877-817-9829. And don't forget The Cosmic Conspiracy. This is the final edition, and there's a reason why it's the final edition, and I'll leave that up to you to decide. But this is the book, most unique book. In fact, before we go to the callers, because they're lined up right now, but tell them, Stan, what are they going to learn in The Cosmic Conspiracy?
Well, you know, Joyce, we've got those two books, The Cosmic and The Dare, and The Dare to Prepare is practical preparation that you can do in the physical world for a lot of what is coming. The Cosmic Conspiracy is the spiritual preparation side, but it also shows how I got into this technologically, and it mixes my technological life with a witness to salvation through Jesus Christ. Now, so we have both areas, spiritual and physical preparation, and that's what we're about. I just saw a picture that Holly put up, the picture of the day on our website. If you've got the browser open, click on it and see. It's a picture of a Mayan-type pyramid temple with the fire behind it and flood, and she's got a title up there. I'm going to say this carefully. When the shift hits the fan.
Yes. Yes.
It's a pole shift, but I tell you what, it's an impressive painting, or yeah, I guess it's a painting. Wow. Anyway, that's what people find out about UFO technology, about the reason that we exist and where we're going, in my opinion, based upon a lot of facts that I put into The Cosmic Conspiracy.
And of course, the question I want to ask you is, and I mean, this is, I know, the million-dollar question that I am asking you, are there aliens from space?
I think so, but I call them fallen ones from the upper levels or the parallel dimensions. So many ancient writings, I mean, before modern textbooks, you know, or modern fiction, so many ancient writings talk about gods from the sky and super beings with super technology that you can't deny the fact that our history is interwoven with super beings. And where they come from, if they do come from other planets, is kind of immaterial, really. They're all controlled, I think, by one overarching creator. And I do believe there's a creator and a sustainer of these things, and there's a hierarchy underneath that creator. So,
well,
yes,
you know, the recent sightings, they say there's a sighting every 2 seconds around the world now. The recent sightings in Israel, is there, you know, a relationship to how often these sightings are happening now? Is the government trying to tell us something? Because we know that the bad guys read the Bible, too. I mean, let's just be honest about it. So
yeah,
this could all be a form of manipulation, and we get back into the needing to duct tape your head together again situation.
It is kind of like that, Joyce, really. And we certainly go through moments like that ourselves here analyzing the data. We're probably our biggest critics of everything, trying to be sure we're telling people the right stuff. And I do think we're going to see an imposter, true Messiah type thing, an imposter one, arrive here before the real righteous king of the planet arrives. And there will be, we've got all these crises facing us, and basically, like that TV series V, people are looking out for someone with super technology to solve the planet. You know, it's not just give us anti-gravity or something. This is solve the planet. Give us food, give us water, give us safety, peace, you know. And I think we are being rapidly conditioned for an almost imminent announcement officially that, quote unquote, aliens are here and they're friendly, or this lot is friendly. And I think they will say that there's two kinds, good guys and bad guys, and the ones that we're dealing with that look like us, well, get rid of the little gray critters that were, you know, analyzing everybody and causing pain. And we'll all go, oh, that's really good. And we'll flock to a new world government that they will support these quote-unquote aliens, mm-hmm, with the super technology. But all of this was prophesied in the book of Daniel and in the Revelation of John, or to John. And what I've written in the final edition of The Cosmic Conspiracy stuff, I've retranslated from the book of Daniel, and it took me like months to translate just 8 verses.
Whoa.
Because I wanted to be sure, and I had to dig into a lot of history in the Middle East. And
you learned Hebrew. You learned Hebrew yourself.
Yeah, I'm slow, but but methodical. And the things I found did talk about an alien god who will back a world leader here, but he will be an imposter posing as a god. And it does say that in the book of Daniel. And these things were sealed until this time. In the 12th chapter, I mean, Daniel's told these things are sealed until the end time of the end, which is now. And it's the end of this age, not the end of the earth. I must stress that. The earth will continue. And we will have life after these terrible tribulations hit us. But we do need to prepare to endure what is coming. And that's a lot.
Okay, let me go to some calls. So you say there are aliens, you think they're fallen angels, and there's good and bad guys. Do you remember, well, I'll just say this is kind of a rhetorical question, but CNN came on one day. Big news statement was, to get everybody's attention, of course, so you won't change to Fox, was aliens are here and they're not happy. Of course, you got to listen to 55 minutes of the news to find out the 15-second clip on that, but that was one of their leads one day, and I thought that was really interesting from a psychological perspective. Let's go to Roger in Missouri. Roger, you're on the air with Standeo. Go ahead, please. What's on your mind? Welcome.
Yes, Josh, I want to thank you for covering the
I wish you had a better phone. Are you on a mobile phone, cell phone?
Yes, I am.
Ugh, it's kind of in a bad area. Okay, we're just talking to Standeo unplugged here today. We're just having an open conversation, so don't be scared. Go ahead, and what do you got on your mind?
Okay, you covered practice shake that's supposed to happen starting April 28th, and I was wondering, I live 60 miles from New Madrid, Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
Where did Stan get any insight on that?
Okay, that's a really good question. I'm glad you asked that. You did great, and thank you very much for the phone call, Roger. See, now next time it'll just be old hat, and you'll call in with Bill from Tennessee all the time then. Let me ask you, this New Madrid fault issue, I kind of have a vested interest in this since I'm sort of in the middle of this.
Yeah.
How big a problem is this, and should I be packing my bags as we speak?
Well, that's something I can't answer, but I do know that if you look at what the Army has been doing since last year and what FEMA is doing, ordering millions of meals, you know, to, like, feed 17 million people for 10 days in that area along the New Madrid Fault, it's got to tell you something's happening. And the bird kills along the New Madrid Fault line, you know, along the Mississippi, east and west of it, was this a natural function, or was it something they were trying to do to make smaller earthquakes occur to relieve the tension? Because I know that they did that in Australia. The Americans came down into West Australia, and they were blowing up like TNT explosives along tributary fault lines to relieve stress up in the northern part of the state there before it made a big earthquake. And I got the classified documents on that. I mean, if they hadn't done that, a Richter 8 would have hit Perth and wiped out a lot of the buildings.
Mm.
But so this may be what was causing the animal kills, whatever. But in New Madrid, all the way from the Great Lakes down into the Gulf, I think eventually we're going to see the Great Lakes empty straight into the Gulf. There's going to be a wide gap open there. And the preparations that are leaking out officially, I mean, I don't want to hurt your property values, Joyce, but gosh, look at it, you know?
Yeah, let me ask you, if you lived where I live, in the middle of flaming nowhere, Missouri, in the center of Missouri, what would you do?
I'd say Missouri is a good place to be from.
Okay. All right, that's a good answer.
Hey,
okay.
You know, on another issue, we've got a fellow, one of our listeners and visitors to our website, who is well-placed in the petroleum industry at a high level.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just sending me some figures this morning about the oil and gas that we're pumping out globally and how much cavity space that makes under the surface of the earth, you know, like leaving holes in the rocks.
Mm-hmm.
And did you know that every year, if you take a 30-mile by 30-mile square, a mile deep, we're opening up that much cavity every year just from our petroleum consumption that we're pulling up out of it?
Oh, my goodness.
And if you look at the Gulf of Mexico and all the problems they had with that recent oil spill out there,
wow.
What's underneath that dome, that cap? You know, how many cavities are there that might collapse if we keep on getting these earthquakes, especially the New Madrid feeding into that area? So I'm quite concerned about that.
Well, that's incredible. Okay, let me go to Joe in Arkansas. Joe, welcome to the Power Hour. Have we taken away all your hope?
All my hope?
Yeah.
No, absolutely. No, you haven't taken away any hope from me.
Good. I'm glad to hear that.
No,
go ahead.
What I believe that God wants to, bring his plan back to the earth. I believe that God wants to create a new world here, according to his design and his plan, and that the people, and that what he wants is for people to, regenerate themselves and seriously show their intention to live the way he wants, to according to his design, according to his plan, and that the people that are working along those lines, the people that are trying to get back in harmony with the way God intended things to work here on earth, that would be the, I kind of suspect that would be the best position to be in, because, that would be the kind of people that God wants here.
Okay, stay right there. We'll be right back with Joe in Arkansas and Stan Deo, the Stan Deo. I love it. He doesn't mince words, ladies and gentlemen, and that's what we need today. We don't need any other stuff. We need stuff that sounds good or feels fuzzy. We'll be right back after this break. 4 minutes. Stay tuned.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's LeCig.com. LeCig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeCig.com. LeCig, for today's modern smoker.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all natural antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats, or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Welcome back to joining us, caring about our world. Thank you for asking the uncomfortable questions and being willing to listen to the answers. We're talking to Sandeo today. Joe from Arkansas is on the line, and I'm going to go back to Joe quickly here. Joe, pardon? Oh, okay, Joe's gone. He was saying, though, that that God's just going to do a shakeup of all the people. I mean, that's my interpretation of what he was saying, is God wants to come back and say, okay, you know, enough is enough. Is that your response to what's going on here?
Well, that's what the Bible says, and I think we're in that period of judgment. The good news is, though, like God sent angels to help Noah way ahead of the time to prepare and store stuff and get to a place of safety. God and two angels, probably Jesus in his descended form, met with Abraham in the desert before the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah. He said, look, I'm going to go over there and wipe out Sodom and Gomorrah. And Abraham talks him into going and finding righteous people there and saving Sodom and Gomorrah. But they couldn't find enough. The angels couldn't. But they did get Lot and his family and say, look, part of God's judgment is we're going to destroy the cities of the plain here. So come with us to safety. And so I am firmly convinced that we're going to see miracles like this happening to the believers, Christian believers, and to the Jewish Messianic believers in this time. They will be protected, provided for, and there will be miracles happening, like healings of bodies and food appearing for people when they need it. I think a lot of this will happen in the heart of the tribulations that are ahead of us. And there may be even more, I'm sure, that will surprise us. So we're not left alone, and I'm firmly convinced that if we stay close to the Lord every day, that we will have our needs met, whatever they are.
Okay, I'm glad to hear that. And after the bottom of the hour, I just want you all to know I'm going to ask him a very pointed, direct question after the bottom of the hour, so stay tuned for that. Yeah, I'm going to put you on the spot. All right, let's go to Carol in Arkansas. Carol, you're on the air with Sandeo. Go ahead, please. I'm Carol from Oklahoma. What am I thinking?
How safe ground I'm on. I hope it's pretty good.
All you get is 24 inches of snow, too. Yeah,
25 here?
Yeah.
Yeah, and sub-zero temperatures repeatedly night after night, which is unheard of here. And
oh, come on. It happened back in 1864. You know that. Anyway,
well,
go ahead.
We broke Oklahoma records all the way back.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, go ahead, Carol.
Ulagan, well, Bartlesville had 27 below actual temp, and Ulagan, well, Rogers' home up there had 30 below. And so, I mean, this is unprecedented ever. But anyway, Stan, I have so many things I'd like to ask you about.
Oh, I know. Would you love
you
to have
heard,
dinner with him?
I have heard that, well, as a matter of fact, Tex Mars reported, and he was like 30 years retired Air Force, so I'm sure he's got some sources, but he says that a British naval submarine torpedoed the Deepwater Horizon oil drilling rig, and of course I think a lot of that was, you know, they did get oil drilling stopped down there, but there's supposedly a crack in the ocean down there. Was that before the thing or after? And also I have heard, and my husband and I were pilot, we flew our own planes for a lot of years, and we would fly across the so-called infamous Devil's Triangle, and we knew there was magnetic variances there, and a lot of ships and planes and so forth have disappeared there, but it's, I heard that the Gulf Stream is no longer there. I mean, the Gulf Stream is gone, and also that the jet stream. Now, we know that the moon controls tides and so forth. How much does the Gulf Stream disappearance or changing, going away, affect with the jet stream? Are they, you know, intertwined, and what have you heard about the Deepwater Horizon.
Okay. All right, Stan.
All right, Carol. Boy, Good question.
Only a couple of things.
The Deepwater Horizon thing, we did get reports from a number of friends that live in Florida and around the coast there that were working with the cleanup and various portions of that disaster. And certainly they were saying that oil leaks were appearing through cracks 50 miles away from the Deepwater Horizon drill hole. Now, how they plugged all that, I don't know, or if they did. I think they have. But this is one of the things I was worried about. I was talking about just a while ago about the cavities that are being left under the formations there by the oil and gas that are being extracted by, you know, lots of drilling rigs. If that is shaken by earthquake or impact by a comet or a meteor or something hits the planet, if that is shaken, there are going to be a lot of places like that that will probably fracture and collapse under their own weight to fill the voids and make tsunamis, if nothing else, and probably gas fires. And it's interesting to note that the prophecies for the judgment of this age is by fire, not by water, for the whole planet.
We'll be back after this three-minute break. I have received official email confirmation that you are one of the good guys. We can now rest assured. We'll be back.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare, and maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit OrganicaSeed.com. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one, because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com, one of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99, complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
You really can lose weight while you're sleeping. Guaranteed. AffinityDiet.com introduces Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet. Great tasting Lose and Snooze from AffinityDiet.com is the first step in our guaranteed weight loss system. Lose and Snooze will help your body get a deep restorative sleep without the harmful side effects of pharmaceutical drugs. And during deep natural sleep, your body starts to shed unwanted pounds, build lean muscle, and lose inches. Add AffinityDiet.com's One Day Diet waivers and your metabolism keeps going with all the vitamins and minerals you need with no rebound effect. But don't worry, you're never more than 24 hours from your favorite foods. Learn more about Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet at AffinityDiet.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y diet.com, or call toll free 855-663-3438. That's 855-663-3438. Finally, a diet that succeeds where others have failed, from AffinityDiet.com.
Welcome back to Power Hour. 33 minutes after the hour. I don't want to take too much time here to tell you about our specials, but we do have them, and we do encourage you to purchase from the Power Mall. And the one thing we encourage you to purchase is Dare to Prepare. That's the book on how to get it all together before whatever happens. And also the book by Stan Deo, which I cannot tell you enough, is a brilliant book, The Cosmic Conspiracy. It's one of those where you read a few pages and then you take a week to think about it and then you move on again, because it's just amazing what he has put into this book about his history and what he has learned. So Dare to Prepare and the Cosmic Conspiracy. Call 877-817-9829. And if you haven't seen a reason to fast now, to fast and pray now, well, I don't know what it's going to take. I said I was going to, now is Carol still on the line?
Yes.
Okay, Carol, stay right there for a second, because I want to, all right, Carol, go ahead and, Stan, go ahead and finish with Carol, and then I want to ask you a very pointed question, if you would. Go ahead.
All right. I answered the first part about the oil spill. I forget the second part. Do you
but
remember?
But, you know, the oil spill situation, is causation, was this a created oil spill in your mind?
I don't know. I've heard the same reports, but I can't prove it. So
okay.
I got to remain neutral. But there was a second part to your question. I can't remember what it was.
Carol?
The Gulf Stream, is it destroyed, and how that is tied in with the jet stream?
All right. Everything on the planet is integrated somehow or another, especially in environmental systems. The jet stream is doing some pretty wild whipping around, and that is, I think that's because of the changes in the magnetic field of the Earth. On our website here, in the pictures I've got up today, I have a picture of the ionosphere and the magnetic field of the Earth and the pressure from the sun on our magnetic field, which influences the ionosphere and hence the jet stream. Jet streams they are mainly affected by vortexial movements in the air, you know, like the spin and stuff, but they are also affected by charge and the magnetic field movements in the ionosphere. Something weird has been happening over the last few days, whereas normally our magnetic field is blown way out into huge arcs off the planet. The solar impingement has stopped to make it almost perfect egg-shaped back end of the field. So something is affecting that, which affects the jet stream and the ionosphere and our magnetic field, and hence life on the planet. The Gulf Stream, when that Gulf Stream conveyor stopped, what they were predicting, the climatologists are, this will affect Europe and make it a lot colder and possibly wetter and return them to like the Maunder minimum type temperatures. And if that happens, there's going to be huge disease and food shortages in Europe because of this. So, yes, everything's connected, and the changes there are just part of a lot that are about to happen.
You know, I wish we could raffle off a dinner with you and Holly. I mean, that would be great. Raffle it off, and then we could all sit down and have dinner with you, and just everybody could just ask you all kinds of questions, and, of course, you'd never get a chance to eat. But
I'd never get to eat.
That's right. Let me go to the question I was going to ask you. Thank you, Carol, for the phone call. Okay, what do you know, Stan Deo, at standeo.com? What do you know, Stan, that you can't tell us today?
There are probably a few names and people that have been involved in my life that I wouldn't say it on the air. Okay. But I have had help in high places, even from, encouragement from England, from a member of the royal family, and discoveries happening in Egypt that we can't even get to at the moment. But there are some things there that an English expedition led by a woman found that were quite extraordinary, and the reason they contacted me was because the front cover of my book had a drawing, the Cosmic Conspiracy book had a drawing on it, obviously, of something they found on the entrance to a special chamber there underground, and that's why they contacted me. But anyway, there are a number of things that I think in prudence I wouldn't talk about the how to build anti-gravity exactly.
And you do know about how to build anti-gravity, don't you? Don't you?
Yeah, well, I've seen the assembly area, so I know how to build a craft. But in good faith, I have not answered that. A lot of people ask me. However, with the energy development, I am working on that in a manner that I hope I'll be able to release that to people so they can use it. That I had to do research on because I didn't have that as a complete circuit. And I think among all the other things we'll need when things hit the fan here shortly is a source of energy that's not some kind of a fossil fuel and something that's renewable. And even the source I'm working on, which depends on the sun, may be affected by the coming changes. So,
do you know of government projects that are going on right now that you can't disclose on the radio?
Well, yeah, probably.
I mean, DARPA-type things. DARPA-type things that are not exactly things that we would be thrilled to know about. But you know they're going on. I mean, whether you know by firsthand, secondhand knowledge.
Well, I've communicated with DARPA on some issues, and again, there are certain things that I think would be cutting off our nose to spite our face here.
I'm not asking you to disclose, but yeah. Let me ask you this. I was called one time when I was deep working in exposing the Gulf War illness and the fact that biologicals were sold to Iraq and a lot of stuff that people didn't know anything about at that time. I got a phone call from a scientist who said, I can't talk to you very long, and I'm not going to say very much, but I will tell you this. He said let me think of the way he phrased it, because it was kind of cryptic. But he said, you talk about them wanting to recreate man. He said, it's not they're recreating man. They're in the third generation of creating man, and it's under the South Pole. It's in and basically he said, that's all I can tell you, take it from there, he said.
Well,
how does that strike
as
you?
As I said earlier in the show, you remember when I said that Dr. Max was telling about his trip and he showed me the photographs inside the sub where they were celebrating going under the pole. There is at least one, maybe several bases. There are at least one, maybe several bases down there at the South Pole under the ice pack to get to it. So you're not going to fly over it and see it or come in the ship and see it. So yes, there are a lot of underground facilities that are not made public, and I've been out of it now, I understand, for 30-odd years or more. And mm-hmm. So what I get is from sources still inside or sources that have just left various projects. So I take them with a grain of salt because they could be disinformation, intentionally or otherwise. So when you say, are the things that I can't. I mean, I can say anything, but are there things I choose not to in good conscience? Yes.
Well, I appreciate very much the way you handled yourself and the way you responded to that. Because there are things that people are working on. There are things that I know that I'm not going to disclose on the air. But, you know, we want people to know that there are people looking into these things. We're not just accepting what is there. We're out there talking to people and looking into things. Let me just give you a few comments here that have come in from the emails, because we've been slammed with emails for you. And I don't have time to get to all of them. Okay, Michael says, they wrote Revelation. God isn't causing it. They are.
Well, I don't know who they is he's referring to, but, you know, if they wrote it, it was a long time ago, a couple thousand years ago in the Isle of Patmos. And they didn't write the Book of Daniel. That was in 640 B.C., during the Babylonian time. And, I'm not thinking that there's any current they or Illuminist group that wrote the Book of Revelation or the Book of Daniel. And those two are the most important ones, other than the Book of Matthew on prophecy. So,
okay. All right. One other comment. Project Bluebeam, beware, the government fleet is posing as our savior.
Well, that again is somewhat public knowledge. The U.S. government, the military, was going to try to fool the Cubans and the Bay of Pigs invasion. They were going to precede that with projected images of Mary, the Virgin Mary up in the sky. And they were going to precede that with leaflet drops in Spanish into the island saying there will be an apparition in the sky. The Virgin Mary will support the troops that will help you. And when you see the apparition, then support the troops that are coming to help you. And that was a CIA plan, and it never eventuated. But that was a mini blue beam type thing. Now then we're looking at a whole planet instead of the island of Cuba, and we're looking at a planetary deception that will just absolutely wow the average person, and a lot of engineers and physicists and astronomers will all go wow at what they see, because they'll think it's so far beyond Earth technology, and a lot of this has been held in reserve for a blue beam type project.
And I got this email from Gary, and he says that he can give me on good account that you are one of the good guys. So that's all I need to know then. I got it from Gary.
Thanks,
all right,
Gary.
Stephen and Holly. And Holly said you're a good
guy. Well, that's good. That's good. That's good to know, Holly. You can say.
Yeah, she emailed me. She says, trust me, he's a good guy. No, I'm just kidding. Stan in Virginia. I mean, Steve in Virginia. Steve, you're on the air with Stan Deo. Go ahead, please.
Yes, good morning.
Morning.
I have a friend who was, he was talking again about this Planet X, and he was telling me that you can actually see it with the naked eye in certain parts of the world. I was going to ask you to comment on that, and then one other part to that, if you could comment on the Earth changes, some of them you've mentioned, are they actually being affected already by this Planet X? Is that possible?
All right, Steve, two questions there. Is the Planet X visible by the naked eye? I don't know. I've got feelers out to everyone that I know who might be in a position, either by family or real close friends, in professional astronomy, to give me feedback on this Planet X business. I was not a great fan of the Planet X theory until I started working on this new gravitational theory of mine. And I found a formula, I discovered the formula, which tells where planets have to orbit around our star. It's a mathematical formula and quite logical. And in developing that formula, I started calculating the orbits out beyond the known planets. And there is one orbit that is 250 times the distance of the Earth from the Sun. That's its mean orbit. And that the planet that occupies that will be eccentric, like a very long egg-shaped orbit, and inclined up to the, you know, above the equator of where all the planets normally orbit around the Sun, at around 23 degrees, as far as I can tell. And that planet, if it's there, that orbit certainly is, and that planet, if it occupies that, has an orbital period of, get this, 3,600 years, plus or minus about 12 years on my calculations, which corresponds to what Zechariah Sitchin said about the planet Nibiru coming around that often. And I didn't believe that you could have a planet that would go out that far and be cold, frigid, freezing cold, and have any life form on it, and then come back around, like Sitchin's document said, on a close approach to the Sun, and hop off while they're here, the people there hop off, visit Earth, and hop back on their planet and go back out into the cold reaches. But under the new theory, which I'm writing a paper on, you can see a picture of the inside of the Earth on the website there, the images today show, you'll see a hot core and polar openings. And it suddenly dawned on me, golly, what if these Anunnaki that Sitchin's talking about, these people, live inside their planet where it's warm, the internal core is their sun, a low-grade sun, and when they go out into that 3,600-year orbit way out there, you know, way out there where it's cold on the surface, inside it'd be warm and cozy. And that may explain that. So I'm starting to favor Hollow Earth theorists. I'm starting to favor Planet X theorists. So, Steve, I think it's there, and that it could be affecting us. It's orbit more than anything, because the more you study cosmology and the organization of just our solar system, if you go out to what's called the Oort cloud, where all the comets and the large planets are, NASA thinks they've found a planet 4 to 10 times the size of Jupiter hanging out there somewhere, and they're going to make images available shortly. And that's the Oort cloud is so big around us that it touches the cloud like that on the next star closest to us. And the diameter of this cloud, if you travel at the speed of light, it would take you a year to go across it. I mean, a little over a year. It's huge, but we are all interconnected. This fluid motions of space that we don't see are affecting orbits. So a comet or a big planet coming into our solar system doesn't have to hit us to affect our orbit and the sun itself. So we could be seeing effects.
This has been awesome. Stan Deo, thank you so very much for the good work you're doing, and look forward to having you come back again. Thank you.
Okay, as long as it's not over dinner.
Okay. You have
right,
a blessed
good
day.
Good talking with you.
Thank you. Tell Holly hello. You have a blessed day. We'll see you all tomorrow. Gosh, I'm so out of it right now. I don't even know who the guest is for tomorrow. Can't even tell. Oh, wait a second here. I'll tell you real quick. It is going to be, oh, check the website. Alan Davison and Marjorie Wildcraft. We're going to be talking about eating bugs tomorrow.